Okay. What was your occupation most of your life? Was it?
Well, I never did go to school getting on.
I just
did go to fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I used to work out at Lemmer Steamworks for a while, about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And they had telephone boards there.
Right.
And then that's about all the work I did.
Yeah, were you a housewife most of your life?
Most of my life. I paid 5 children.
Uh-huh.
And I love children.
Yeah.
And I didn't want that. I never would go off and nowhere unless I had, you could get a cut of meat for $1.50 a week. And I always had one. But I never would go off and leave the children unless, I lived across the street from Mama. Now, where the Martinique is, that's where two of my boys were. No, four of them was born there.
Uh-huh.
But then in later years, I moved across the street in a little house. And I had my daughter. And during all that time, none of them streets was paved.
Really? Even down there, none of them were paved?
No.
Uh-huh.
Broad Street wasn't paved. During the war, they used to have a transfer station where the streetcar would come up one side and the other.
Uh-huh.
Going there. I worked at the Rawson Hotel and that was first built. It was it built about 3 stories higher now, and I worked at the, they had a counter, so magazines and cigarettes, candy, cigars. And that's about all right. I didn't make enough if I had been out on my own. But when I married, I didn't work anymore.
Do you remember the name of the school that you went to?
I think the first school I went to. I don't know where it was. I went to East Town. I went to a school called Hodges School. That was on East Town. But this other one was before. This is Seventh Street School. That was on Rose Hill. But then I think I just went with my sister and all. Because I wasn't old enough. I wasn't about 4 or 5 years old. That's when I got burned.
How'd you get burned?
Well, the way people dress the children then, they put them on the outing clothes. I had on the outing skate coat and outing dress and stockings and everything. And she had to go to the door. She told me to stand. Stay there, not leave. And the door was open, just like I was standing here.